Hello, I'm Mark Hopkinson, and today we'll talk about the huge surge in demand for video surveillance. The UK is acknowledged as the leader in CCTV, or closed-circuit television, with about one camera for every 14 citizens. But other countries are also getting into the act in a big way, not only through national and local governments, but also businesses of every stripe. Today we're joined by Bill Lawrence, Director, Service Solutions and Platforms for ADT Security Services. Bill leads service solutions and strategy for ADT's commercial business and has been with ADT for 1.5 years. He's a 25-year veteran in the information technology and physical security industries, with extensive experience in network video surveillance and physical security convergence. Prior to ADT, Bill was the GM for Sanyo Electric Company's North American Security Products Division. His past experience includes senior positions in engineering, product management, and business development for a variety of information technology companies in the US and Asia Pacific. He's here today to help explain the growing interest in CCTV and what any organization should consider before investing heavily in the technology. Welcome and thanks for joining us today, Bill.
Thank you, Mark, for giving me an opportunity to talk about one of my favorite subjects.
Just how quickly is the video surveillance market growing worldwide?
Well, it's hard to put a definite number on that, but I've seen figures from market research firms that estimate spending on video surveillance systems is growing at an annual rate of about 30%. That's not all just for cameras, of course, but also includes recorders and other vital parts of a total system.
And where is this growth taking place?
Well, we're still seeing strong growth throughout Europe and North America, but some of the biggest sales increases are coming from countries such as China, India, Thailand, and in the Middle East.
What types of facilities are they looking to protect?
Governments in these countries are looking to help safeguard roads, railways, airports, and other critical infrastructure. But organizations such as banks and retail operations are also expanding their use of video surveillance.
Is this growth primarily limited to governments and large businesses?
Obviously, those types of organizations have the need and ability to purchase larger systems, but we're seeing small businesses across the globe purchasing 2 or 3 camera systems to help protect their employees and property.
And is new technology helping to spur growth in sales?
Without a doubt. Digital IP, or Internet Protocol-based cameras, offer a number of advantages over their older analog counterparts. IP cameras are easier to network in an enterprise situation. Wireless versions can be placed in areas that until recently would have been impossible or too costly to provide video surveillance. New megapixel and high-definition cameras provide incredible resolution, providing operators with even more detail. Right now, IP cameras represent about 20% of the market, but many industry analysts expect them to begin outselling analog cameras within 5 years. It's a natural progression, just as CDs replaced audio tape and DVDs replaced videotape.
Would you advise a company with an existing legacy system consisting of analog cameras to make a major investment for an all-IP-based surveillance system?
No. The move to IP video will be more evolutionary than revolutionary. For most companies, the move will take place as analog cameras fail and are replaced with digital cameras. The migration to IP is already supported by new hybrid products that accommodate both analog and IP devices. And over time, this strategy will prove more cost-effective than adding expensive encoders that will ultimately follow the fate of analog video.
Before an organization considers investing in a new or upgraded IP-based video surveillance system, are there some considerations to keep in mind?
Sure. There are a few that rise to the top. First, I'd recommend working with a qualified, experienced systems integrator to answer questions like the following. What do I really want to accomplish with the video surveillance system? Secure a perimeter? Stop loss? Learn about the shopping behavior of my customers? Then, keep in mind that an IP-based system requires organizational IT support. So here's another thing to consider. Do I have the expertise to set up my network? Even companies with IT departments may not have the expertise to evaluate, design, deploy, and monitor an effective video surveillance solution. Keep in mind that the top-level executives want to see ROI and major investments. Before approaching them, know the total cost of the system and how it can be shared with other departments to spread the cost across several budgets. A retail marketing team might want to know how long shoppers interact with special displays, and a training department can monitor employee performance against corporate or government regulatory standards. Also, make sure you have the staff to effectively operate your system. It won't be of much value if you don't have the personnel to take full advantage of its capabilities. And remember that adding staff isn't always an option in today's world economy.
And are there some technological solutions that can help with smaller staff sizes?
Yes, there are. Video analytics, which are software-based solutions, use sophisticated algorithms to review live video and make judgments based on user-defined exceptions. For example, video analytics are capable of alarming when there's movement within a restricted area, or when someone leaves the satchel unattended for a long time at a subway stop, or when someone moves against the flow of traffic in an airport security line. Tasks such as these are completed automatically. Security operators are notified to review the situation and take action if necessary.
Is there anything else that might help security staff to do a better job monitoring hours of video each day?
Yes. By outsourcing the monitoring functions, an organization can focus on what it does best and leave watching monitors to trained professionals. Outsourcing has caught on in the corporate world with a variety of professional services, payroll and legal are two that come to mind immediately. Those are being turned over to outside organizations. Managed video services, as they're called, make use of interactive video and optional audio to observe and monitor a customer's facilities, staff, and customers every day, and usually in real time. In a managed video services environment, the service provider creates and then maintains the infrastructure, the cameras, servers, software, and other equipment that are needed to supply a wide range of service options for the customer. The vendor then provides the end user with monitoring, maintenance, and regular reports. Managed video services can reduce a customer's total cost of ownership as compared to an outright system purchase, operation, and maintenance. There's no need to hire employees to operate and maintain the equipment, monitor the system, or prepare reports. The vendor provides equipment, software updates, and the customer has tremendous flexibility to add or subtract cameras and services as needs change. Customers employing managed video services can look to increase safety, improve processes, tighten operations, and reduce manpower with a lower initial capital investment. And other benefits may include reduced liability, insurance cost, employee and customer theft, and false alarms. Within this managed services scenario, vendors generally can provide customers with a more robust system at a lower cost.
So the new technologies are great, but it sounds as though an end user needs to plan carefully before implementing them.
Well, there are choices to be made as the inevitable migration to IP video surveillance continues. How much can you do? What should you outsource? You may not need to jump on the bandwagon now, but the more you know, the better the strategy and the more effective the ultimate implementation will be.
Thank you, Bill.
It's been my pleasure, Mark.
Well, that's it for this podcast. For more details, you can visit the Resource Center section on your local ADT websites. For a country listing, go to adt.com/global. Thanks for listening.